Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Alright, I was just looking. Here is the College World Series schedule for today. You've got Stanford and Arizona going at it. So two Pac-12 schools going at it. That's at 2, but I believe that's Eastern time. We're on Central time where I'm at. But 2 Eastern. That's on the U. ESPN U. Loser of that game is eliminated. Then tonight, and you can hear this game on the mothership where we launch this show every day, WNSR, Vanderbilt and NC State. And Adam, I believe these are Eastern time. It says 7 o'clock East, so 6 o'clock. So what about 5:45?
5:45 is pregame on air time.
5:45 pregame if you're listening on WNSR. So the winner's bracket, NC State, Vanderbilt, and the loser of that game still alive. You just have to keep battling on that side of the bracket to get to the championship matchup. Vanderbilt pulling a game out where Rocker gets down early in extra innings was big for them. Now they've got Jack Leiter. Jack's been pitching better since that South Carolina game. And then what was it? South Carolina no-hitter. And then right after that, was it the LSU game? Since then, it's kind of been a roller coaster for him. Now, again, that's just baseball, right? I mean, you're going to get hit. And I think he settled down some. So anyway, Stanford and Arizona today around, if you're going Eastern time, 2 o'clock on the U, NC State, Vanderbilt tonight. Now, on Tuesday, we've got Tennessee and Texas. Who would Davy Crockett be pulling for here? Tennessee and Texas, that's Tuesday now at 2 Eastern, and the loser has to go. Virginia and Mississippi State later on Tuesday. You know the irony of Tennessee having to play Virginia in that opener is the Cosby Cattleman. Remember, and it was a couple of years ago he called, and it was about the 1991 season. It was the Sugar Bowl attached to that season. Tennessee played Virginia that year in the Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans. Cosby Cattleman's down there for the game. He's 16 years of age. Now, this is him telling the story. I'm just giving you the cliff notes. He's down there. He's 16 years of age in the Superdome. He's ordering hurricanes, an adult drink, right? You go down there to New Orleans, anywhere you go, you can order a hurricane. Very strong drink. And they're not carding anybody. He's down there. It's 19, I think it's January of 92, but it's the 91 season. He's ordering hurricanes. He's getting plowed. He's 16. He goes, nobody's carding me or anything. I'm just sitting there chilling out, having a good time. It's Virginia, Tennessee. Virginia does their halftime show. And in this skit that they do during their halftime show, they play like they shoot and kill Elvis. That's right, Elvis. Elvis Presley. And the Cosby Cattleman calls the show and recants this and he is indignant. He is beyond mad about this. He hates him. He can't stand him. And I was thinking when I was watching that game yesterday, and Tennessee was not able to get much done at all offensively in that game. I was sitting there watching it thinking, I bet you the Cosby Cattleman is steaming right now having to watch this. And that's the call where he ultimately just said, and we used to use the drop all the time, they shot Elvis. Yes, those Virginia Cavaliers shot Elvis in a skit. A classless halftime skit shooting the famed Elvis Presley. The irony of that, y'all, I can't express to you the absolute irony of that matchup. Coach Marshall checking in this morning. By the way, 615-844-5600 if you'd like to call us up today, the F&M Bank hotline. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Coach Marshall coached high school ball for many decades. He said, Bill, playing 7-on-7 pajama ball is an exhausting day for players and coaches in the heat. Been there, done that many times. I did not take that into account. That's a long day in the heat. And for the players, if you're running those – now, if you're a quarterback, oh, basically all you're doing is just standing back there just chucking the ball, right? I don't think it's a real exhausting day for QB. Unless it's one of those where the QB's running around all over the place. This was not one of those deals. But if you're one of the receivers and you're running a route every freaking play and you're doing it from 9 until about 3 against DBs, that's a lot of exertion there. Yeah, I told you, my son, they got home about, they got to school in the morning, their school, at about 7-ish. They get on a bus, they bus to the school, which is, oh, maybe 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes away, no big deal there. And then they're playing almost the entire time until about 4. Now, they're wearing helmets. That's hot, too. Now, everything else is shorts and a you know, T-shirt type. But more exhausting than I gave it credit for. I'll give you that. Jay Cutler's burner account. Now, Mike Bianco is staying at Ole Miss. I don't know if there was an offer from LSU or not. That's one of those PR 101 things we talk about. When somebody decides to stay, you never get the inside. Because, well, Ole Miss is going to say he wouldn't have left anyways for LSU. LSU is going to say we never offered him. That's the way this works, as you know. It's all a big PR thing. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, LSU is whiffing more on coaches than they did versus Tony Vols in the Super Regionals. No one wants to coach in that toxic waste dump. I'm sure it's somehow all Les Miles' fault, though. Pay Tony Vols. Yeah, Les Miles did this. He left behind this culture. Karen in Nebraska. Not far from where the College World Series is. Not close either, I don't think. I think Karen's probably about 2 hours from Omaha. I could be totally wrong geographically. Bill, newsflash. I don't think a lot of people have the obsession that you have over the Manning kid. Every day, day after day, Arch, it's boring. Oh, I think the Manning name carries a lot of cachet. There's not another football name that's the Manning name. I think there's a lot of people wondering what's... You would have to have lived it dating back to Peyton, too. Maybe... I lived the Peyton Manning story. His recruitment, his ultimate decision, the ultimate conclusion, all of that, we lived it probably more so than anybody on the planet Earth. This was the fall and winter of 93-94. So we're talking 25 plus. Boy, like I told you, it seems like yesterday. Wow. That many years ago? Wow, wow, wow. Now, I think a lot of people are interested in Arch Manning. I mean, all we do is give you, if there's an update, Julia linked an update. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. He checks in this morning. Bill, could it be with all the background going on at LSU that they just can't find the coach they want? Looks as though they've been turned down, but nobody's reporting that. With the history of the program, shouldn't it already have been done? Just a thought. Yeah, I mean, good points there. Unless they're just waiting for the Tony Vols season to end, and then they go after him. I mean, but what's going on there? I don't. We've talked to Blake about it. We talked to Chris about it. It's going to be interesting. Perry Mason says, I think Georgia Dog is saying since he is not considering Arch, Georgia, he is not going to be top rated. Considering the dominance of recruiting by bowl cut, Arch could not be that top ranked. Georgia's got how many 5 stars there right now? 1, 2. They've got 2, I believe, at quarterback. In the quarterback room, and they've got another one coming. So I don't think they're real worried about Arch. I mean, would you like to be involved in it? Sure, who wouldn't? Coach Marshall, Bill, this should be a good day for Vandy fans. And, I think Vandy fans are very, very excited about the season. The Whistler. Isn't it amazing? The Whistler is, people are complaining all over Twitter. Fans that don't, I don't know if they just found the Whistler or what, but they're on Twitter just going crazy. The Whistler, and maybe this is just me. Now, again, I don't go to their live games. I haven't been to a Vanderbilt baseball game in God knows when. But it just doesn't bother me. Maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe it's because I'm watching on TV and it's not as bad. That's probably the reason. Doug DiBiase, Bill, for the listeners who want to hear the Elvis segment, go to SoundCloud, go to the app, type in Cosby Kattaman, and it will give you a search of his calls. Select 4-1-19, and they can hear it. They shot Elvis. So it's the date 4-1-19, Cosby Kattaman. You can search it out. All right. We'll take the break. There's the music. Coming right back. I've got a little dry throat thing here, but I've got some ice water to take care of it. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Increase out here on 840 coming up past Columbia Pike there in that part of Williamson County. Traffic's on the increase down 65 through Madison. Robertson Road at Newport was blocked a few minutes ago over an old hickory on a two-car wreck as traffic builds through Mount Juliet as well now on I-40 headed towards Nashville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
All right, this one's interesting, too. Lake Norman Buckeye says, Bill, Quinn Ewers versus C.J. Stroud in 2022 for the starting spot. Or does Ewers decommit when Stroud lights it up this fall, throwing to Wilson and Olave? He can't sign until, what, December 15th? And that's commitments. If Stroud likes it up and clearly has taken over as the quarterback, does Ewers then, because you know Texas is not going to back down, does it get to Ewers and maybe he feels like there's a better path to quick, early playing time in Austin than in Columbus, Ohio? Now, everything he said to date indicates he has no intention of decommitting. Matter of fact, did you see that article or is a couple of quotes from him? It was within the last 6 weeks. Don't hold me to the date. But within the last month, month and a half, somewhere in there, the question was, why are Texas kids opting for other places? Now, they're not all doing that. But why? For example, his case. And he basically said, because nobody's here is winning national championships. Now, I don't know if that's the only reason. I mean, you could say that about most every team in America if that's your criteria. But that was his quote. And he's a Texas kid. He's the top-ranked quarterback. He's supposed to be a just incredible high-level talent. So here's my point. I don't think there's any intention on decommitting. But again, at that age, at his age, you don't know what the next week is. Stroud goes out there. It's on TV. The Buckeyes are playing well. They've got the best receiving corps in America. He's lighting it up. He's running up and down the field, too. And all that you hear on TV is, man, this kid's got an incredible future. Maybe, quotes like, yeah, well, in 2022, he'll be a third-year player, so that'll be it for him. But that will be Quinn Ewers' freshman year. Johnny Five-Star, most of the time, thinks they're coming in there and taking over pretty quick. So that's a very good point there. I don't think there's any plans, but you're right. What if? That what if is legit. RJ over in South Carolina is a big LSU fan. Bill, perhaps LSU is not in as big a rush as everybody thinks they should be. When did it become the average fan's business? What is going on inside the hiring decision process? Well, I would say because, well, some of the folks mentioned are in this region, right? The coach over there at ECU, Mike Bianco. There was apparently a little flirtation with Pat Casey, and then that was a no-go. I think LSU pulled out of that one. And there's talk about Tony Vols. Now, I don't know what all is legit, what's not legit. But I do agree in that, is Scott Woodward obligated to speed this up just to make everybody happy with some news? No. No. And you got to remember, this is LSU. There's no choice but to get this hire right. You've got to get this hire right. I have always maintained, and we hear about this in football more than anything else, I've even heard AD say this, and for the life of me, I've never understood it. But an AD will be interviewed, let's say, after a hire. And one of the quotes from the AD will be, we've got a lot of recruits on the line here. Signing day was coming up, and we wanted to get this done. That is a terrible quote. You don't worry about the signing class if you can't get the hire right. If you have to wait to get the hire right, then you wait. You don't do it because some guys are getting impatient with you in the recruiting class. You know what? If they ain't sticking with you and you hire the wrong guy, what difference does it make? It doesn't matter. Always strive at the expense of anything else, at getting the hire right. You always have to get the hire. The biggest trick is getting it right. Get the hire right. So RJ's point is, why would Woodward need to be in some sort of rush? He doesn't, as long as he gets it right. I don't care when he hires whoever it's going to be, if he gets it right. Yeah, that's always the point. Speaking of the Vandy boys, Vandy Joe, what's up? Welcome in, sir.
Bill, I appreciate it, pal. If you don't care, I want to talk about the great discussion that you and Brad had on Friday about, I don't mean to change the subject, but I didn't get a chance to call in after y'all after he had left. On James Franklin being an elite coach. Now, I'm biased, of course, but, you know, I think anybody that can win 24 games in 3 years at the dud is an elite coach to me, but everybody has an opinion.
Yeah, and that's based – Athlon has those sections for each team where they have anonymous coaches commenting, and sometimes it's a compliment, sometimes it's not. With James Franklin, it's recruits well and then doesn't necessarily develop well.
Well, Bill, I know last year was a disaster for them.
And, right.
And I know everybody had COVID. But and I know Bob from Altoona, I guess. Is that where he's from?
Aliquippa.
Yeah. Aliquippa. Yeah, Aliquippa. He can verify this, I'm sure. But Franklin's first 6 years at Penn State, he won 56 football games. I mean, that's a fraction over 9 wins a year. And you take the 24-1 at Vanderbilt, his first 9 years, he has 80 wins. Now, last year was like I said, was off the line, not very good. But I think he'll turn back more to the normal this year. But we'll have to wait and see. But, man, I really did enjoy that discussion with you and Brad about old Franklin. You know, I'm a Franklin follower, even though he's at Penn State.
I've always liked James. I've been on the good side there with him. And got to remember, it wasn't that long ago he's winning the Big Ten. He beat Ohio State, and he was in the Rose Bowl. Got beat on the last play of the game in the Southern Cal Rose Bowl game. But he's had some really good moments. And again, folks, this guy has won the Big Ten championship since he's been there.
It was that 16, Bill? I think it was.
Yes, I believe so.
I think it was.
But yeah.
Was it the next year, though? And I was watching the game, and I hated it for him. He had a pretty big lead at Ohio State and lost in the horseshoe.
Was that the next year?
Yeah, was that 17? I think it was. I could be wrong on that one, though. But I don't follow him like I do Vandy, but I follow him pretty close. Well, Bill, before I can let you go, man, I will say this. Long live the Whistler and long live his legend. Anybody that can aggravate the other 13 bases in the SEC, I'm all for him.
Are both of them in Omaha or just one of them?
Well, I've been listening to the games on 560. I'd rather, for baseball, I'd just soon listen to a baseball game than watch it on TV. It's a slower right. moving sport, and it's easy to follow on the radio.
Right.
And I know there's one there. I know Jeff Pack's there because I can, I can't really tell the difference, but I'm sure it's Jeff Pack. He seems to be the main Whistler. He was coming in loud and clear on 560 the other night against Arizona. So. But I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. There are two Whistlers. If you don't know, there are two Whistlers. There's one called Jeff Pack. He was just mentioning. The other one's name, I don't know if this is a nickname, but he's called Preacher Franklin. Preacher, as in preacher, Preacher Franklin. Apparently, there are two Whistlers. Not apparently, there are two Whistlers. And apparently, their cadence is different. Now, I don't know the difference. I couldn't tell you the difference. If you had them standing together, I wouldn't know which is which. And I don't know the difference in their whistling patterns. But apparently, those who are so inclined say there is a difference. I don't know, and I know these guys are friends, but are they synced up to where, I mean, you could be drowning each other out, right? That's all I know. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Bonjour.
Bill, pack your bags, Ma. The team of Destiny might be headed back to Rocky Top.
Well, they killed Elvis about 30 years ago, and now they're after Tony Vols in a baseball game, yeah, right?
I didn't even think about that, Bill.
We were just talking about it.
I watched that. That Virginia picture looks pretty good. They look like they were the better team. But I was thinking about this, Bill. You know, 8 teams go to Omaha, 1 team wins, right?
Right.
2 years from now, nobody remember who finished second through eighth. You hate to go out there and go 0-2 and embarrass yourself. That's what you don't want to do. But outside of that, it's not like the NCAA basketball tournament, the Final Four, the Elite Eight, regular season Rick. I mean, being in Omaha, pretty much you're playing with house money at this point anyway, right?
I think so, yeah.
But, you know, you get on that national stage, you go 0-2, and that would be embarrassing. I mean, losing to Texas would be nothing to be ashamed of. But didn't I hear them say that's the first time they've ever seen the number 2 and the number 3 seed lose their first game in Omaha, national seed?
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know.
I believe I saw a graphic on that on SEC Network. But, you know, Tennessee and Texas, that's kind of a sexy matchup in whatever sport doesn't happen. Tennessee hasn't played Texas in football since, what, the late 60s? Something crazy like that.
In the modern era, I don't remember a Tennessee-Texas football game.
Well, you know, then you bring in the old David Crockett. There wouldn't be a Texas for what for Tennessee and the Alamo and all that. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But, Bill, let's play a bank shot here. I'm always trying to think one step ahead. Has LSU hired a baseball coach yet?
No.
Has Texas A&M hired a baseball coach?
Yes.
Okay. What else is open in the SEC? Are these big jobs? Are there other big jobs open?
Don't think there's another opening.
Okay, so the main enchilada is LSU.
Yes.
Well, we know our boy Jimmy Sexton got involved with Tony Vols, right?
That's what I only know what you told me about that.
Yeah, it's my understanding Tony Vols hasn't signed anything with Tennessee. They got all these super donors stepping up and we'll give him his $5 million and 30 for the stadium. But don't forget Randy Boyd, the school president, still building that double-A baseball stadium over here downtown. I'm starting to wonder if there's a bank shot here. Maybe Danny the plumber doesn't have to struck that $35 million check after all. Let Tony Vols walk on down to Baton Rouge. Lose to Texas and trot on off to Baton Rouge. He can go hire his UCF baseball coach.
I don't know. Yeah, I know some LSU folks are speculating on that too, but I don't know what the real
story that is. That is out there. I mean, I just was thinking for myself that I hadn't seen that, but
it's out there a little bit.
It's kind of odd that they don't have a coach yet, isn't it?
We were just spending some time on that. I mean, if you're LSU, you're not obligated to speed this up, but who are you going to go get? If it's not – the Ole Miss – by the way, Mike Bianco was considered maybe the leader, maybe not. He played at LSU under Skip Bertman, and he's staying at Ole Miss, they've announced.
Hmm. Well, wonder if Randy Boyd doesn't want to build two stadiums, and wonder if Jimmy Sexton's been on the horn with Red Stick. Tell everybody out there in Radio Land what Red Stick is, Bill.
I don't – by the way, with Sexton, I mean – I don't know. You think Sexton's going to hold the Vols, his school hostage again?
You know, he's all, you know, that's what that guy does. You know, he tries to get a bidding war going, get every penny he can for his client. You know, Sexton, you know, he knows how to, you know, yeah. Throw these bidding wars out there and do that type of stuff and work the phones. I would think that guy's capable of anything. But, I mean, if UT really doesn't want to stroke that $35 million check and Boyd doesn't want to build two stadiums, I wonder if Tony Vols is still in play at LSU, Bill. We just don't know it out here in Peon land yet.
It could be. Could be.
If you were a baseball coach, where would you rather be the baseball coach? LSU, where they take it seriously, or UT, where they play in a glorified junior college stadium? Well, we'll see. Let's enjoy the ride while it's going on. You don't get to go to Omaha every day, Tennessee and Texas. That'll be some must-see TV. I feel for those people, though, Bill, 920 miles or so, give or take, one way in a car if you're not hopping a plane. That's that'd be a shame to drive all that way and see them go 0-2 out there. I mean, that very well could happen. I mean, were they the overall favorite? Or I guess, were they favored to win it all, or were they number two? Peabody
number
was two and Tennessee
two
was three,
seed.
Right?
They were the two seed, yeah.
So, well, that'd be a bad beat if it comes to pass, but we got all week to look at it. Hang in there, Bill.
I don't know. I'd drive from somewhere here in the South all the way to Omaha. I mean, I guess you could do it. You could fly much easier. We flew – when we went through Chicago from Nashville to O'Hare – down to Omaha. Very easy trip. Yeah, very easy. Balls of Steel coming up. Top of hour number three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic flow on the increase here as expected on 24 up by Harding Place. Traffic's on the increase also 109, making your way down towards the interstate. 24 westbound between Harding Place and Briley Parkway. Checking on a possible wreck over in Herbert. They're still trying to mop up that earlier wreck at Old Lebanon Dirt Road and Chandler Road. And I-40 has really picked up in the last few minutes coming in from Dixon County. Still working that wreck eastbound on I-40 in Humphreys County at the 141 mile marker, causing a backup on the interstate. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If an education can help you prepare for a career change, here's an opportunity. University of Phoenix is awarding up to $1 million in new scholarships this month. You could earn between $2,000 and $3,000 in a non-cash tuition scholarship. See which one you may qualify for at phoenix.edu.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 90 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. Could see some heavy rains too. Lows near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Balls of Steel coming up top of hour number three. You can go Balls of Steel, you can go No Balls. Anyways, quick note here, and then we'll take a call. Jim down in Jupiter. Bill, gotta love Cosby Cattleman. He just doesn't care if his team loses their hot coach. That Maserati would look mighty nice down in Baton Rouge. Imagine Tony Vols down there in Baton Rouge. Maserati. Maybe head over occasionally to New Orleans. Maybe hit the Emerald Coast. Get you a beach house down there. Ah, the food, the Cajun food. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what, look, I don't know what's going on there. We're just having fun with it. Steve with the Vandy Boys out in Omaha. Steve, welcome in.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest in Omaha. Our guy Cosby's lost a little pep in his step, it sounds like, this morning, but that's what Omaha will do to you.
Very humbling place. I went at the only time I've been there, Steve, was at the old Rosenblatt. And yeah. I've not been to the newer facility where you guys are now. But I had a good time that one year. It was 07. Oregon State, I believe, was winning their back-to-back natties back then.
Okay. Yeah, I never got to go to Rosenblatt. But what I know about it, it's night and day compared to TD Ameritrade.
Oh, yeah.
That was a home run derby park. And the Balls game definitely would have played better than the massive TD Ameritrade, but it's a fun time. They've done a great job. It's a party all night long. Our hotel was right there next to the stadium. What Saturday night after Vandy's 5.5-hour game, and they were partying on the street all night. So it was a good time.
By the way, we were talking earlier. Did you fly it or drive it?
So we took a strange route. So I booked the planes late. There weren't flight options out of Nashville that weren't $1,000 a piece. So me and my daughter and one of her friends flew to Atlanta Friday. For some reason, the 17-year-old girl is like a shortstop that plays for the Braves. So we went to the Braves game and watched Dansby Swanson. So that was awesome. That's a beautiful park there in Atlanta. And then we flew here Saturday and landed about an hour before first pitch and saw Vandy hold off Arizona. So I have a feeling we'll be seeing Arizona play again. But I've made the drive two or three times, and you are correct. It's not a fun drive. It's a lot of long stretches of nothing, but it's a good time.
What do you think as far as the pitching is concerned with Rocker and Leiter? Are they what they need to be for Vanderbilt to be the last team standing?
I mean, we'll see how Leiter goes tonight. Rocker settled down after that first inning the other night. So we need Leiter to go pretty deep tonight. Vandy did use their bullpen a little bit the other night, but if they win tonight, I mean, whoever wins, that's the first two's in the driver's seat, because if you win tonight, you're not playing again until Friday, so they can get their rotation to stay in order. So I'd put our top duo against anybody, even that Mississippi State pitcher that was, what, he'd have 18 strikeouts last night?
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, I think they broke the record.
Yeah, there are, I'd say Tennessee has the most fans out here, so they did travel well, so I commend them for that.
I speculated on that, so you're saying that is true. You've seen more Tennessee fans.
It looked like it. I mean, Mississippi State always travels well, but there's a lot of their fans here. But I saw a lot of bright orange, so it'll be a lot of bright orange and burnt orange at the game there tomorrow. A lot of Texas fans, of course.
Tennessee and Texas, some irony there in an elimination game. Wow.
Yep. But it's a great time. Omaha does a good job.
Oh, I know. I've done it one time. Don't know that I go again, but I'm happy I went. I had a blast out there. Now, doing a radio show in the middle of the day from a parking lot, because there are some days where there's not a game, that wasn't the funnest thing I've ever done. But nonetheless, it was a good trip.
No, it was. I think it was 110 degrees here Thursday, so I can imagine that'd be a little toasty doing a show out there. So be good, Bill. Anchor down.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate the call, Steve. He called on the F&M Bank hotline, but we're broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios. By the way, Jeff, too, looked it up. I speculated earlier on the Tennessee-Texas thing. I could not remember a modern-day Tennessee-Texas football matchup. And Jeff, too, pulls it up. They played three times. The last time was 1969 in the Cotton Bowl. January 1, 1969 in the Cotton Bowl. And that was, that'd have been Doug Dickey coaching Tennessee. And that was the same, was that? No, the next year coming up would be that famous Arkansas-Texas game. So the next season. Because that would have been the 68 season, the 69 Cotton Bowl. Texas is 2-1. All time. They played in 69 and 53 and in 51, according to Jeff Tu's research, which his research is always spot on. But I was correct. I could not think of a modern day time where they had played. Kevin in Mule Town. Bill, Tony V is represented by the Sextons firm for 4 years. Jimmy doesn't represent him directly, though. We'll take the break here. Bowls of Steel coming up. Just hold them for another 10 minutes or so. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up even more in the last 10, 15 minutes out here on 65 down through Madison. As you pass Briley Parkway, traffic's on the increase now in Bordeaux. As you come down Briley, there at County Hospital Road, 1500 block of Demumbrium. They were over there working that crash a few minutes ago. And it's a non-injury wreck, 24 westbound between Harding Place and Briley Parkway. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Did you know that most adults with autism are unemployed, and a major hurdle is the lack of job opportunities? That's why Autism Speaks is teaming up with Lee Container, the J. Donald and Laurel Lee Family Foundation Fund, and Delivering Jobs to create a more inclusive workforce in the U.S. Are you an HR professional, community leader, or business owner? Join us in creating a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. To learn more, visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Alec Cripple Bob was listening to the James Franklin discussion we've had a little bit Friday, a little bit today. Said, Bill, yeah, it was 2017, Penn State Franklin had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter at Ohio State and lost the game. Had an 8-point lead the following year in Happy Valley in the fourth quarter and lost. He goes on to say, I would say James is mediocre to good at developing talent. He goes, Franklin would also fit in nicely at a place like Southern Cal because he'd be able to hobnob with the movie stars and celebrities out there. Plus, it's a very fertile recruiting ground, and he wouldn't face much competition in the Pac-12. I just don't know. Penn State has been, he's made it known from the beginning, Penn State's his dream job. Would he be willing to say, okay, I've accomplished this, I've been here, I did it, and now I'm going to go take a job that necessarily wasn't my dream, but it's a hell of a job, and that's the Southern Cal gig, where he could dominate. He already recruits quite well, but out there he could own the West Coast. from tip to bottom. That would be interesting. I don't know if he would do it. I don't know. I think he probably wouldn't. But it is an interesting thought. Jeff Chu, Bill, regarding LSU baseball. Is the best baseball job, but good coaches who would take it are smart enough to know baseball is a different beast. Since 03, teams like Rice, Fresno State, South Carolina, Oregon State, Vandy, Coastal Carolina, and Virginia have all won natties. All way less pressure than LSU. That is an interesting list. See, in college football, we never have a list like that. Never do we have a list like that. That could not happen in college football. With the expansion of the playoffs, this right here would not happen, is not happening. Even with what everybody thinks the expansion would mean, it will not produce a list like Rice, Fresno State, Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, Virginia, Vandy, South Carolina winning natties. You could expand the thing to 50, and you're not going to have that list right there. That's right. Noel Kev up in Chicago has been in Omaha. He says he's driving back now, driving back to Chicago. Spent a couple of days there. Got to see some good baseball. Wow. Yeah, he was telling us he was heading over there, and I keep forgetting about that. How far now from Chicago to Omaha? How many hours is that? Now, I'm just guessing. You're probably going to take my number and blow it up. I'm thinking it's 6 to 8 hours, but it's probably 12 to 15. I don't think I've ever driven it, no. I've flown it, but I haven't driven it. I do know one of the weirdest things, and I'm not a white-knuckler flyer at all, but we are leaving Omaha to go home, to go back to Chicago. We're on the runway. It's our turn. Engines all revved up, and it's about time to scoot, about time to go. And they turn the engines off. Pilot comes on the overhead, right? Pilot comes on and says, we need to reboot. That's all he said. I didn't know that was a thing on a flight. You stop and reboot. Reboot the system. So he turned everything off, literally. Sitting there in the runway, about to take off, turn everything off, sit there about 5 minutes, turn everything back on, boom, in the air. I didn't think much of it, but it was a little weird. Maybe that's more common than I think it is. Paragon SC up in New York City. Bill, USC baseball isn't the job it used to be. Recruiting isn't the issue. It's the split scholarships that make it difficult to get and keep players because it's so expensive to attend. Easier to just go and play down the road at UCI. I remember as a kid, Southern Cal baseball was a thing. Now, not that I was keeping up much, but anytime there was a College World Series or it always seemed like Southern Cal was one of the teams that was on the A-list. And talking college baseball, which back then, you know, growing up in the 70s and all that, college baseball wasn't very popular at all. Yeah, wasn't very popular at all. But yeah, that's an interesting note there. NoKev says it's 6 hours from DeKalb and then about 7 from Chicago. So I was close. Yeah, I was closer than I thought. And it's basically, now how about this? Chicago to Omaha is basically a due west trip. And he drew a line here. Yeah, due west. And it's about 6 to 7 hours from Lake Michigan, the bottom tip of it, to Omaha, Nebraska. There you go. Jeff 2 says, Bill, it is 466 miles. Pac-12 Dave, Bill, the Vandy Whistlers, plural, remind me of watching Euro Cup soccer. could there be an even more annoying fan base? Yeah, one guy's name, I think, is Jeff. Is it Jeff Pack or something like that? The other guy's name is Preacher Franklin. I think they're both in their 70s. Hour 3 coming up. Balls of Steel. Get them ready. Go ahead and post them. Let's go.